And this is Atara Samarakone from the Ohio State University at Worcester. And you'll be presenting the effects of EC, pH, and foliar application of calcium chloride on yield and tip burn of Lactuca sativa grown under using nutrient film technique. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Okay, everybody, so I have the privilege of doing the last presentation of all the CEA sessions. So I hope you are awake and ready to listen to some hydroponic research. This research, what we looked at, is about mainly about tip burn and yield of lettuce in hydroponics in response to EC, pH, and foliar applications of calcium chloride. So I think most of you are aware of hydroponic and NFT systems, where we provide the nutrient solution as a thin layer in the channels to the root zone. Some of the key things in managing the nutrient solution is electrical conductivity, which tells about the nutrient content, and pH, which tells about the nutrient availability. So those are the key things that the growers use in adjusting the nutrient solution during almost every day when they are managing the crop. So with this, I'll talk a little bit about tip burn, which is a very common issue in some of the lettuce cultivars. From the previous research, the high temperature, high humidity, and high light levels in greenhouses are causal factors for this, and along with that, it is documented that the inability to uptake calcium to the plants under these conditions is the cause for the tip burn. Now, the key thing what happens is that there's these necrotic margins in the center of the lettuce head, and that gives a low quality for the lettuce, which is not marketable. There was some research that was based on providing calcium through the nutrient solution, but most of those were not successful in providing enough calcium. So the approach that I'm going to present here is to how we do nutrient management based on pH, EC, and calcium chloride, whether we can find a solution for this. So the past research that I've conducted is based on EC, but we used a wide range of EC from 1.8 to 2.4. So 1.8 is the recommendation for this fertilizer mixture that we used. What we found out during this research is that there's a varietal difference, so varietal selection is one of the strategies to overcome that. But when you are listening to the growers, they would say that, yes, there are varieties that, yes, they are susceptible to tip burn, but they would like to grow it year-round. So for the varieties that are prone to tip burn, so our suggestion at that time, based on this research, was that you can reduce the EC up to 1.2, and then you would see lower symptoms of tip burn. However, the yield is reduced. So the research that I'm going to present today is three different experiments, which is based on looking at EC, different ranges of EC, which is a narrower range than what we were using before, pH, and the foliar application of calcium chloride. So to walk you through the materials and methods, the propagation took about 3 weeks, and we provided supplementary lighting for all the trials. The fertilizer solution that we use is a two-part fertilizer mixture, which is hydroleafy greens and the calcium nitrate. So for the first two trials with EC and pH, we use an 18-channel system, which we can have 18 plants per channel, and we have 8 separate nutrient tanks to adjust pH and EC. So there were 4 channels per treatment. So the EC ranges were 1.4, 1.6, 1.8, and 2. Again, 1.8 is the recommendation. Now, this time we are using a narrower range. There were 3 lettuce cultivars that we used: Green Butter, Oak Leaf, and red butter. And you can see it's not an easy thing to manage EC when you do it manually. So you can see one of our students doing it this under these channels and adjusting the EC manually. This system should have pH automated pH control, but we figure that it's not working very effectively, so we anyway had to adjust pH too. So this is the experimental setup. You can see this is after transplanting. So we harvested the plants at after 4 weeks. This is not at the this photo is not at the time of harvest, but that's the usual time duration for this cultivar, because this series grew a little bit slower as compared to the other lettuce cultivars that we produce. So the first figure that I'm going to show you is the effect of EC, ranging from 1.4 to 2. As you can see, the recommendation is at 1.8. You can see the yield is the maximum. The yield is at that point, and then it is its levels off. So the same with the dry weight, we have the similar pattern of yield increase and the leveling off after that level. Now the next question is that, okay, how is the effect on tip burn? So to evaluate tip burn, what we did is that we rated the plants. Zero means there's no tip burn symptoms. Towards three means the tip burn symptoms were severe. So the key thing is that as the yield increases, the tip burn symptoms are increasing, which is very similar to what we have experienced in the previous study. And also in this experiment, we also figured that, yes, red butter and green butter lettuce were very susceptible as compared to the oak leaf. So the key thing here is that at 1.4, the yield reduction is about 75 grams as compared to at 1.8. Now, lettuce is sold as a head. So is it important that you have that weight reduction? Because even at 1.4, you can get a considerably good-looking lettuce head. So that is our message in terms of EC adjustments. And this is the nutrient uptake patterns through the, based on the tissue analysis that we did. The nitrogen levels increase, NPK, you can see it's increasing and leveling off at 1.8. You can see that the calcium levels are stable after 1.6 and also with the magnesium and sulfur. So although you increase EC, which means you increase the nutrient concentration, however, you don't see that the nutrients are taking up beyond this point. Now let's move on to the pH treatments. So for pH, again, we had the EC set up in all tanks at 1.8, and we had the pH adjustment 5.8, 6, 6.2, and 6.4. The reason is that the calcium become more available at a little bit higher pH ranges. And also, when we speak to the growers, we find them that some are growing at 6 ranges anyway. So with this, we use the same varieties, the same experimental setup. The yield pattern is this. Yes, the recommendation is at 5.8, but you see a slight increase in yield between 6 and 6.2. The similar observations with the dry weights. So this is the pattern of change of with the yield in terms of pH. So this is a general range that the growers use or try to adjust. And the tip burn, we didn't see any significant effect with tip burn with the pH ranges. Effect of nutrients, based on the tissue analysis, you can see that the nitrogen levels peak at around 6 and then it drops. Phosphorus, potassium, the similar situation, and this is kind of similar to what we observed with the yield, and you can see that calcium and magnesium levels are just stays the same, or they are not very significant, stays the same, or they reduce over time. Let's move on to the calcium chloride. The foliar application of calcium chloride, the concentrations that we used is 0, 400 and 800. This was applied twice a week, starting a week after application. And then the EC was managed at 1.8 and the pH was at 5.8. For this trial, by this time we know that what is the best model plant that we could use for these trials, because it's the green butter lettuce. It's very easy to see tip burn symptoms, so which is why we use green butter lettuce in these rest of the trials. So this was set up in the 0, 200 and 400 and 800. So we have four NFT units with six channels, with six plants per channel. So with this, the yield, it's interesting to see that we see some amount of yield reduction with the foliar application of calcium chloride, and also you can see the same happening with the dry wit. However, this is not as low as compared to the EC changes. This is about 25 grams less as compared to the control. What is interesting is that the tip burn rating was so low in the higher calcium chloride applications. So it is between 400 and 800. At that range, you start not seeing calcium chloride symptoms at all. The yield reduction is 25 grams as compared to the EC reduction, which is 75 grams, so which is kind of, this is kind of a better strategy to control tip burn as compared to EC. So in conclusion, with these three experiments, so the take-home messages are, so we can reduce EC up to 1.4, yes, the tip burn gets reduced. There's about a 75 gram loss based on our studies with this EC level. There's no influence with pH. However, we are interested in seeing the high yields at 6 with this study. And the next is the application of twice a week application of calcium at 400 and 800. I would more say the 800 is much better because you don't even see slighter symptoms of tip burn based on our experience with that. When comparing these all three experiments, we prefer that the calcium chloride treatments because the yield reduction is less as compared to the EC reduction. With that, I'll conclude the presentation, and if you have any questions, yes.
What is your nutrient solution formula?
Okay, so the question is what is the standard nutrient formula, solution that I have used. So I'll show you, it is the hydrogreen leafy green mixture. I'm just going back because you have the NPK over there as well. So it's the hydro leafy green and the calcium nitrate. So that comes in two parts. So you dissolve hydro leafy green mixture, which contains all the nutrient elements except for calcium. So it's a two separate mixtures, and you make the stock solutions and you make the nutrient solution that is used for the plants. And you can see the NPK ranges here. It's separate because in the calcium nitrate component you have nitrogen as well. So it's 4, 9, and 35, and there's nitrogen in the other part. So together it will be about 20. Yeah.
When you use a compound fertilizer,
yeah.
And you are manipulating the EC,
yeah.
You are also increasing and decreasing the nitrogen at a level, for example. So how do you resolve the confounding effect of EC change and NPK?
Yeah. So the nutrient, the nitrogen in the solution, yes, it can change. The nitrogen levels can change. But when we adjust EC, we are using that full solution. We are not just using one component. We are using both these components together to adjust EC in the nutrient solution. If there's any difference in the between the treatments, yes, we are confounding the effect, but if you take one solution, we are using both these components at the same time to adjust. So if you add 5 ml from one fertilizer, you add the 5 ml from the other. Yeah, that's something really interesting for us. So this, the last trial we conducted 3 times, we observed the same effect. Now we are this summer we did these trials again. So because we used commercial grade fertilizer, calcium chloride, because this is lab grade, so we want to test if you are going to implement it. This is not going to work. So we are using commercial grade fertilizer and doing these same trials. And this time we have sent the nutrients, the leaf tissue sample for analysis. So we'll get it back and see what's going on. Clearly there's a relationship between the growth rate and the tip burn. So that is something that we see all the time. You get the bigger head, but still it's the one that is having most of the tip burn symptoms and our conditions. But the thing is that in our trials we see that the calcium chloride is affecting the plants in a way. As you quite correctly said that, we have also reduced the plant growth rate. So it is with this nutrient analysis that we are doing this time, we can tell it for sure, have we increased the calcium content, or is it just because that we have slower plant growth rate? Yes, transpiration rate, the reason that we did that is because this is like a small-scale growers. They cannot invest on all these things, so which is, you know, it's just a way that, okay, this is a nutrient management, something very easy to do, so we want to explore it more to see what's going on.
All right, let us thank Tara and let us thank all of you.